Good afternoon. My name is Julianne Gee, and I'm going to be presenting on the post-licensure safety data of the two human papillomavirus vaccines. In this presentation, I will be reviewing HPV reports from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS, for the quadrivalent HPV vaccine, or HPV4, for both females and males, as well as reports from the bivalent HPV vaccine, or HPV2. In addition, I will briefly present the findings from the Vaccine Safety Data Links Rapid Cycles Analysis, in which we conducted active surveillance of HPV4 among females. So this slide was previously described by Beth, so I'm just going to go through, or I'm going to skip over this, as well as this slide. And what I was going to highlight, Beth did as well. Basically, it is what's so useful of VAERS is that it rapidly detects new, unusual, and rare vaccine adverse events that we usually wouldn't see in pre-licensure trials. And again, this is the same slide that Beth presented. And just highlighting the limitation that VAERS cannot assess causality between a vaccine and an adverse event. So the methods that that we use to review adverse event reports for VAERS is that reports are reviewed on a regular basis, and each report includes signs and symptoms of an adverse event, which are coded into the VAERS system using MedDRA terms. And MedDRA terms are the medical are from the Medical Dictionary for Regulatory Activities, and it's an international standardized terminology for used for coding clinical signs, symptoms, and diagnoses. Each report may have one or more MedDRA term assigned. VAERS reports are evaluated for reporting patterns and potential signal identification. Select serious adverse events, including death and other medically important conditions, are reviewed in detail. So with HPV vaccine in VAERS, we monitor reports for both vaccines. For HPV, HPV4, this vaccine has been used widely in the United States, and therefore we focus our monitoring efforts on domestic reports that have been received. However, we do keep tabs on the foreign reports that are submitted. For females, the vaccine was licensed in June 2006, and for males, it was licensed in October 2009. For HPV2, there's been low uptake of this vaccine in the United States since its licensure in October 2009. While the foreign reports that we receive to VAERS are often incomplete, we do review them in order to have a better understanding of the potential adverse events that we might receive in the domestic reports. So for HPV4, there have been over 33 million doses of vaccine that's been distributed. VAERS has received over 18,000 domestic reports, of which 17,732 have been were among females, and 261 reports were for males. For both genders, 7.8% of the total reports were considered serious. 1,400 were among females, and 17 were among males. So the most frequently reported adverse events to VAERS following HPV4 for females are listed on the slide. And just as a reminder, one VAERS report can have more than one MedDRA term or sign or symptom assigned to that. Sorry. For this presentation, we wanted to highlight both death and venous thromboembolic event reports. There have been 51 reported deaths to VAERS for females, of which 32 have been confirmed by medical record review. The unconfirmed reports are due to unidentified patient information or hearsay reports. There have been no patterns among the confirmed reports observed by cause of death, time of vaccination, or age. For venous thromboembolic events, this was an outcome that was highlighted in the VAERS two-year summary that was published in JAMA in 2009, in which there was a proportionally higher reporting for these events after HPV4 when you compared them to other vaccines received by the same age group and gender. And looking at the data up to now, it still remains so. And to date, there's been 71 of these venous thromboembolic events reported, and their medical review is currently ongoing. For males following HPV, or male reports of HPV-4 received to bears, there's been 261 reports in which the most frequently reported adverse events are very similar to what was reported for females. Among the serious adverse event reports that we've received, there's been 17 in total, and I've listed some of the serious reports that we've received. Among those 17, there have been 2 deaths that have been reported, one being a 15-year-old male who had asthma and cardiac histories as comorbidities, and the other death report is currently under review. We've received 32 reports for HPV-2, of which one was classified as a serious case. And as it mentioned previously, the uptake of HPV-2 is low in the United States. So we've been looking at the foreign reports received to VAERS. And because many are incomplete and we cannot follow them, I'm just going to present just the total number that we've received and kind of give you a flavor of, like, of the data. There's been 549 foreign reports. The majority of the total HPV-2 reports are among females, and about 70% have been reports of those under 18 years of age. And so on this slide, I'm just listing the most common or the most frequently reported adverse events to VAERS following HPV-2 among the domestic reports. And basically, most of them are symptoms that are listed in the package insert. So I'm going to switch over to the Vaccine Safety Data Link Project. And the Vaccine Safety Data Link Project, or the VSD, is a collaboration between CDC and 8 managed care organizations in the United States, with an average annual population of over 9.2 million members annually. The advantages of the VSD for vaccine safety research is that it's a well-defined population and has computerized, linkable administrative data files that serve as a powerful tool for controlled population-based studies. We use the rapid cycle analysis as a way to actively monitor new vaccines. And what it is a weekly analysis in which we conduct sequential statistical methodologies looking at adverse events in the vaccine. So for HPV, our objective was to identify associations between HPV-4 and a pre-specified list of adverse event outcomes in females 9 to 26 years of age. And the outcomes we monitored were GBS, stroke, venous thromboembolism, appendicitis, seizure, syncope, allergic reactions, and anaphylaxis. And these outcomes were identified for this study because of pre-licensure results or what was identified in VAERS as well. So the rapid cycle analysis took place for about 3 years, from August 2006 to October 2009, in which we monitored a little bit over 600,000 doses. And there were about 416,000 doses administered to females 9 to 17 years of age, and 183,000 to 18 to 26-year-olds. And the total utilization by dose was 45% for dose 1, 32% dose 2, and 22% is dose 3. And over the whole monitoring period, we confirmed no statistically significant increased risk between HPV-4 in females and the outcomes that we monitored. However, with the venous thromboembolism, we found a non-statistically significant elevated relative risk of 1.98 detected among the 9 to 17-year-olds. And we conducted medical record review on all those cases and revealed that 89% of those cases had an other risk factor for VTE, such as birth control, obesity. There was hypercoagulability disorders, smoking. So what we're doing is, in the VSD, we have additional studies planned to examine the role of HPV vaccine with VTE. So the next steps for monitoring and evaluating the safety of HPV vaccine at CDC, like I just said, we're going to conduct additional analyses to investigate the elevated non significant relative risk for VTE among females, 9 to 17 years of age. Our rapid cycle analysis was limited in power for both GBS and stroke, so we are going to continue to monitor those two outcomes until we reach 1 million doses of HPV4 in the VSD population. We plan on monitoring HPV4 safety among males, and if and when uptake is sufficient within the managed care organization population, we plan on monitoring HPV2. And in bears, we'll continue monitoring both vaccines. So in summary, the current review of the HPV4 reports are consistent with the findings reported in the JAMA article in 2009, in which they did find increased reporting for both VTE and syncope. We haven't identified any new safety concerns. The VSD rapid cycle analysis found no significant risk, although the VTE is a concern, and we're going to undergo further study with that outcome. And insufficient HPV usage in the United States to date has limited us to assess adverse events for HPV2. And I wanted just to close with this talk with some HPV vaccine safety references for you. Thanks.
Thank you, Julian. So the floor is open for questions. I think there are certainly a microphone in the middle aisle here. I hope we've given you a lot to think about and hopefully to comment on. Very good.
It's a long way to the microphone from over there. Hi, I'm Carolyn Cook from Tacoma, Washington. And I attended earlier in the week the CSL presentation on increased fever and seizures in children following their TIV vaccine. And I'm wondering, their study showed that the only time that happened was if the child was naive to disease or prior doses of flu vaccine. Did you find that also? Did you look at whether it was their first dose or second dose or if they had prior history of flu?
I don't know if VSD is looking at that. The findings that I presented from VSD are preliminary, and I don't know if they're looking at, you know, first dose, second dose, et cetera. Karen, do you know?
Data, we could get a breakdown of those kids who were receiving their first or second dose this season. In the Vaccine Safety Data Link assessment, it's only looking at first dose this season. And my understanding is the evaluation is underway to further assess the signal in the Vaccine Safety Data Link. I don't know specifically whether they will have capacity to look back at whether these children are naive. You can imagine that a large number of these children would be naive just because of the age group. We're talking about the younger age group. So that's an interesting question that we don't have an answer to right now.
It goes up to 19, so they could have.
Right.
Thank you.